And I want to echo the words of Matt and say, I'm glad that you're here. I've never understood how Christians, and there are many all over the world, don't take the time to celebrate the birthday of the one that we worship and that we love. Amen. And what we're doing here tonight is just taking a few moments, taking some time out from the hustle and bustle, and like Matt said, just kind of catch our breath a little bit before all of the festivities and celebrations of tomorrow, of friends and family and loved ones. But tonight we're going to share in communion together. And communion is a memorial of what Jesus did for us on the cross, what he did for us through his resurrection, what he's done for us in our lives. When he comes to live in our hearts, nothing is ever the same, thank God. He changes everything. Faith Hill wrote a song a couple years ago, a baby changes everything. And he surely did. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, son of Joseph and Mary, of the lineage of David, has changed this world like no one else. We needed a Savior. God knows we needed a Savior when he came, and this world needs a Savior right now. Amen. But as Christians, those who love him and let him be the Lord and the leader and the master of our lives, we are just going to renew our commitment to him, our covenant with him, our walk with him through the sharing of communion tonight. I want to read it again. I told you this morning, I never get tired of sharing this story, because there is no other story like it in all the world. It said, now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. I thought that was perfect timing. I really did. While they were there, the days were completed, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all people. Do you have that joy down in your heart tonight? Do you have that joy down in your life tonight? For today in the city of David, there has been born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. I'm going to ask those of you that will be serving communion if you would go ahead and come and take your places. We have an open communion here at New Life, meaning that you do not have to be a member of our church in order to receive communion here. However, God's word teaches us that you must be a child of God, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and a part of his kingdom. And if you're not, I want to invite you here tonight that as we share communion, we are going to share the bread, an unleavened wafer. We're going to share a cup together. The bread represents the body of Christ. The cup represents the blood of Christ. There would not be a better time when you receive this bread and this cup. There would not be a better time to give your heart and your life to Jesus Christ. Let him be your Savior. Let him be the leader of your life. He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And so I invite you, if you are not a Christian, you need to be. If you've not had your sins forgiven, you need them to be forgiven. You might say, well, I'm not that bad a person. The Bible said that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are going to meet a holy God one day, and it doesn't matter how good you are, how good grandma was, or your aunt or your uncle or anybody else. We all need God's forgiveness, and we all need Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the heart, that is the message of the gospel. It's the heart of the Bible. It's the thing that matters most in life above everything else. Jesus said, what if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? I've been reminded of that a lot over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I've done 6 or 7 funerals. And I realize that there is no greater gift given unto man than the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We've had a number of people in our congregation that have lost parents. And I thought it'd be good before we share communion together tonight, if we would just bow our head and close our eyes in a moment of silence, just to honor them and to let God touch their hearts tonight. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, I thank you that for these that have gone on, their race is run. They've fought the fight. They've kept the faith, Lord God. And Father, they are with you and in your arms. I pray that all of us in this room tonight would just realize how precious these moments are that we share as family, friends, and loved ones, Lord God. Father, I ask that you'd help us to be just a little bit more tenderhearted and forgiving and kind and gentle. And just redeem every moment that we have with one another. And I thank you, God, that this life is not all there is. And I thank you one day there is going to be a great reunion for each and every one of us, Lord God, because of what you did at the cross. Lord, we thank you for your love. And I ask it in Jesus' name, Father. Amen. On the night before Jesus was crucified, he was actually reclining at table, if you look at it correctly. They were kind of laid out with their legs out away from the table. It was very low to the floor. And the Bible said that he took the bread that was on the table, and after he had blessed it, he broke it and he gave it to them, and he said, take and eat of this. This is my body, which is broken for you. Would you bow your heads? I'm going to pray over this bread, and we're going to share it together. Father, we come on this Christmas Eve in 2017. Lord, to thank you for all the trials, the tribulations, the mountains, the valleys, and the rivers that we have climbed, and we are still standing here tonight, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your strength. Most of all, we thank you for your love, your guidance, and your protection, O Lord. And Father, we thank you for your Son. Jesus, we thank you that you were obedient even to the death of the cross and gave yourself for our sins. And Lord, we come once again to partake of this bread, which represents your body, which was broken for us. And Lord, you told your disciples, except they eat of your flesh and drink of your blood, they have no part in you. My prayer is tonight, Father, that once again we would dedicate our hearts and lives at the foot of the cross. Lord, that we would bring everything that we are to you. And Lord, as we partake of this bread, let it be healing to our bodies, let it be healing to our minds, to our spirits, Lord God, but most of all, Let it be healing to our souls. And Lord, we break it and we share it together. Bless it to our lives as we do it. In Jesus' name, let's partake of the bread together. Scripture also tells us that after supper was ended, if you read the book of John, it said that Jesus took the cup. By that he meant this. For 2,000 years, the Jews had a cup turned upside down on their Passover table. It was called the cup of the Messiah. And for 2,000 years, they had waited for God's Savior and God's Messiah to come. And after that supper was ended, Jesus reached up and took that cup and turned it up, filled it, and gave it to them and said, "Take and drink, all of you. For this is my blood, which is given for you." This is the new covenant, the new contract that God in heaven is making with each of you. Because he would shed his blood and pour his blood out on Calvary as the spotless Lamb of God that would become the sacrifice once and for all. They no longer need to sacrifice like they had done for 1,000 years, turtle doves and rams and lambs, because he was the Lamb of God that would take away the sin of the world. And as we take this cup tonight, as we call upon God, we once again ask God here on Christmas Eve to let the power of this blood reach down to each and every one of us, to wash us, to cleanse us, to heal us, and to make us his. Would you bow your heads with me and let's pray over this cup. Father, we come before you again tonight just to say that we love you and that we are grateful, God, for your mercy, for your provision, for your favor in our lives. We thank you, Father, for loving us enough to give the very best that heaven had. You bankrupted heaven. Jesus forfeited everything in heaven to come down to earth. He became poverty-stricken. He became broken, Lord God, that, Father, we might receive everything at your hand, that all of your promises and your blessing and favor might be yes and amen in our lives because of his shed blood. Lord, he came into this world for that very purpose. And his mother looked on that cradle, that manger that night. Lord, she pondered in her heart when that moment, that hour, and that time would come when he would give his life. Father, as I shared from your word this morning, she stood at the foot of the cross and she watched the blood of her son trickle down his body and down that cross to open up a floodgate, Father, that all who would believe and trust in him, God, would never have to fear the punishment of sin or the power of death again. And Lord Jesus, tonight, as we celebrate your birthday, we also celebrate your resurrection and your life. We celebrate your love. We celebrate the salvation that the arm of God the Father alone could bring to this world. And God, we thank you that that's what Christmas is really about. And we thank you for that forgiveness. We thank you for that mercy. And God, we ask that as we take of this cup tonight and partake of it, Lord, that you would just make us every whit whole in you, cleansed and forgiven. And Father, let your Spirit take up residence in our lives in all of its fullness. And God, help us to serve you and to love you and to keep your commandments all the days of our lives. Lord, you grant us that power through that shed blood, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you. Bless this cup to our bodies, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's take it together, church. Father, we thank you and praise you for your love and for your goodness. We thank you for friends and family. We thank you for your blessing and favor, Lord, on our lives and our communities, our families. And God, we just ask that your presence would be with us throughout all this holiday season. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, what a privilege and an honor it is for us to come into your house tonight to worship you and to celebrate your birth and, yes, even your resurrection, Lord. We thank you for that. Father, just keep us safe. And, Father, remind us tomorrow how much you love us, Lord God. Let us always give you all the praise and the glory and honor. Father, I speak over your people now. Father, make them the head and not the tail. Bless them as they come in and bless them as they go out. Prosper them in all that they do, Lord God. Anoint them. Let there be great signs, wonders, and miracles follow them all the days of their life. And Father, I speak divine health over every person in this room, Lord God. Father, let us take it within our hearts tonight, Lord, as we go to Christmas morning, that you're the reason for this season. Father, we love you and we praise you and we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. God bless and Merry Christmas.